And now let's get some opposition reaction to what we're hearing there from Micheál. Éan Ó-Riordan is Labour Party TD for Dublin Bay North and the party's spokesman on education. Éan Ó-Riordan, a fairly comprehensive outline there from Micheál Lehane on what we expect from an Taoiseach later on today. What's your reaction to what you're hearing?
Oh, I think we need to be positive, and I think we need to be optimistic. And as long as all of this is within public health guidelines and NPHET advice, which it appears to be, I think collectively as a country we need to maybe take a breath and be positive. We've gone through some very, very dark months over the last period of time. You remember January, which is only a few short months ago, when schools were closed, when childcare facilities were closed, when care homes weren't able to have visits, when we had a case rate and a death rate in January which was higher than the entire of 2020. So the opening up in December obviously didn't work. This is much more cautious, much more phased, and something that I think everybody in the country needs to hear the political system, government and opposition speaking with a level of positivity. Obviously, there are things that we need to be, watching out for: PUP payments, supports for businesses, issues around rent, and certainly, outstanding issues relating to maternity hospitals and visits. But I think, as a country, we've been through so much, and there's been so much heartbreak over the last, year and more, that today I think we need to be able to look forward.
Okay, and we'll talk about some of those issues you raised there about the supports for people and for businesses. But as Micheál outlined it, we have the hospitality sector being given its dates and timelines, the entertainment industry being given dates and timelines as well for opening up both indoor and outdoor, and international travel, the date Micheál is telling us from the 19th of July. You talked about caution. Is there caution within that plan and within the rollout of that plan?
Well, ever since the beginning of the year, when mistakes were clearly made in December, and things happened too fast, and then we had a very, very dark January, we have said since then, in dealing with government and in our public comments, that we needed to follow public health advice and that we needed to listen to every single word that NPHET had said. And I think we've done that successfully as a political collective over the last period of time. And if these measures, as outlined, have that backing, have that advice, we're following public health advice, but then, that caution, that phased approach is something that we have to support. Obviously, there is an impatience within society to get back to some level of normality, but we are still dealing with variants that we're still assessing as to where they are, as to how potent they are, as to how the vaccination schedule can actually deal with them. But in a general way, Mary, I think we have to just think back to the level of heartbreak we've been through, the level of restrictions that we had to go through, the times when our schools were closed, the times when we couldn't embrace our loved ones. And I think there will always be time for criticism in political circles. There'll always be time for point scoring. But on a day like today, I think, as a country, as a nation, we can allow ourselves a little bit of optimism, and also the fact that we need to be absolutely clear that this is following public health advice.
Now, the National Economic Recovery Plan to be announced next Tuesday, we're given to believe that there will be, well, we've been told by government, no cliff edge with the supports that are there, but there will be a phasing out towards the fourth quarter. Do you accept that the supports that have been there for business and the supports that have been there for individuals who were out of work during this pandemic, that the time will have come by September, October, where these supports must be phased back and phased out?
Well, look, we believe that the PUP may be needed into the autumn and possibly until the end of the year. We don't believe we should have a hard date or a cliff edge, as you've described it, because we've had those hard dates before and government have had to extend them. Remember, people on the PUP payment have all been working before, so they're all anxious to get back to work. And we reject this sort of idea that people will be intent on keeping a payment which is potentially, larger than what they earned before.
And employers' worries that the PUP payment may be keeping employees away from the workforce, or encouraging them not to go back?
We've heard all that before. We've heard that in terms of minimum wage arguments, which haven't stood up to any sort of analysis. You know, in terms of business supports, though, like the EWSS and CRIS, which, you know, we believe need to be kept in place as needed. Some businesses may not be able to reopen fully or properly for some time. And we'd also like to see the EWSS turned into a permanent short-term working scheme with training based on the German model. So, look, we can work with business. And we can ensure that there is, you know, a gradual return to what has been described as normal. But I would also say this much, Mary, if I might.
I am really out of time, Eoghan.
Okay, but in terms of many workers going back to what is normality, we did have a very low pay economy before the pandemic. 23% of Irish workers were in low pay, and a huge number of young people in insecure work. That has to come into the thinking when government.
All right, Labour Party spokesman Eoghan O'Riordan, thank you.